Okay, so we're up to the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin and Mebeis. We just began the Gemara of Ein Moisifin Ala Ir Va'azaros Elo Bebeis Din Shel Shivim Ve'echo, the Mishnah says. Mishnah says you need a Beis Din, the Sanhedrin Gdoila, to add on, to expand, to renovate and widen the areas that retain Kedusha. There's a whole procedure. The Gemara and Shavuos details with Karbanos and a whole process, and you need the Sanhedrin Gedolah to initiate it. So Gemara wants to know. So I pointed out that the Rashash has a suffix whether or not, because the one of the entities that is not mentioned is the Harabais. We talk about the Makom HaMikdash. We talk about the ear, which is Yerushalayim, but what about the middle? What about Machna Leviyah, which is Harabais? Those were the three stages of Kedusha that existed in the Mishkan. So we pointed out a chiddush from the Or Sameach, and we thought that maybe it was very much linked to the idea of the Chassam Sofer that Har HaBayis has to be a har, and the Beis HaMikdash has to be on a har, and that's why that wasn't even a fleeting havam, you know, of the Mishnah. It wasn't even discussed. Because there's no way to expand that. If it's not a har, I think that's actually one of the reasons Rav Shtermach writes in Ma'adim Uzmanim, based on this Chassam Sofer, one of the reasons a discussion that the post can discuss, why can't we just get some bricks together and build the Beis HaMikdash? Especially if it's our mitzvah, it's Machalikas Rishonim. Rashi and Tosis and Sukkah hold that the Mikdash is going to come from Shamayim. But the Rambam writes it as a mitzvah that we have a chiv to build the Beis HaMikdash. So if you hold it, it's a chiyuv on us to build. So why don't we build the Bizman HaZeh right now? So one of the eights is it. One of the answers is we don't have a har. We don't have a har bias. We don't have a mountain. So that's so then the shaila is, so then why don't we build a har? You know, if that wouldn't be a problem, that probably the Arabs can answer for us. But that's I think if I remember correctly, that's what Rav Shtermach writes based on this Chassam Sofer. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili. So how do you know that you need a Sanhedrin Gedolah for adding on to Yerushalayim and to the Mikdash and to the Azara? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, Kechol Asher Ani Mareh Oscha Es Tavnis Hashmishkan V'Chein Tasu L'Deiros. So this pasuk is where? This pasuk is in Parshas Truma. Hey, right? Yeah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that everything should be like this, and this is the way you should do it, L'Doris. So our Gemara is Darshanim, V'chein Tasu L'Doris, that Rashi says, Ma Mishkan Alpi Moshe V'hu B'machem Sanhedrin G'dayla, just like by the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be involved in it, and he is, Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Sanhedrin G'dayla, Afladiris al pisan edging gedolah. So too, anytime you want to build a mikdash, or you want to add on to your building, which is going to have kedushas and mikdash like the mishkan, so that needs to be with something that represents Moshe Rabbeinu, something that represents the Sanhedrin, and you need that. By the way, just parenthetically, this drasha in Parshas Truma, v'chein tasa l'doros, this is a big kasha. The Ramban asks on Rashi. Rashi on Parshas Truma writes that all of the kalim of the mikdash have to be precisely like the way they were at Moshe Rabbeinu's time. So the Ramban said, the Ramban in Parshas Truma asked against Rashi, can't be, how could you learn that? And Rashi darshans it from V'chein Tasu L'Doros, that the clay on mikdash have to be the same dimensions and have to be the same height as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Truma and what they built in the original Mishkan. So the Ramban asked on Rashi's drasha that's the drasha can't be because Shlomo HaMelech, when he made the Mizbeach, it was much larger, and therefore the Ramban says the drasha is absolutely wrong. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked on the Ramban, you might have a good kasha when it comes to the Mizbeach Adama, we'll have to deal with that kasha, but there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that's Zayin HaMabez. It's exactly what Rashi's saying. We have to mimic exactly what existed with Moshe Rabbeinu. And not only that, we have to mimic it to the extent that if we want to be Moisev on the year on the Azaras, we need exactly what was existing at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, because whatever existed then, existed then. So it's actually a kasha. I think I spoke about it once, Shalosh, it had to get out of Rashi Shita. It could be, I once suggested that it could be that the Mizbeach Adama, the Gurari Maral has a pshat, that it could be the Mizbeach Adama is not a kli. That this halacha of Echein Tassel Uderis was only by the Klei HaMishkan. But the actual structure of the Mikdash, there's no V'chein Tassel Uderis on that.
Like Azar.
The actual Mishkan of the Mikdash is much larger than the Mishkan, that temporary tent that was existing in the Midbar. So if one suggested that the Mizbeach Adama is really what? Is like Karka, and there we have to support that and find Rayas to that. So the Gur Aryeh says like that, if one could support that, I think there is a Gemara in Zvachan that's mashma like that, and proof positive is that it was filled with Adama, and that's why the Gemara calls it in one place in Zvachim Karka Shal Mikdash. So if that's true, so then one could differentiate between the Klei HaMishkan and the Mizbeach, which the Ramban asked against Rashi. I think that's the suggestion of the Marah. But this Gemara is relevant for the attack on the Ramban that the Gemara sounds like Rashi. Yeah, how could you, right. How could you apply the Chein Tassel Doros for the Mishkan? Right, that would be a kasha on the Maral, I hear. And if you want to be Mechalik between Mizbeach, which is the, so then how does the Gemara apply it to the ear and the Azaros? I hear. I mean, the Maral was only applying it to the dimensions. And anyways, you're going to have to make some sort of chiluk, right? Your question really could be even without the Maral, right? Ask the Ramban's question, if we're applying this pasuk to the azaro and the floor, so then how are we allowed to have a different shear of the mikdash? We should, right? Meaning how do you have a mikdash that has a different shear? So whatever the answer to that question is going to be your answer, but I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. Yeah. Good. Meisiv Rava. So Rava asked Akasha. By the way, I just was thinking. Ein mo'usifin al ha'azara, I understand. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was creating the mikdash, was building the Mishkan then, right? And what? And Moshe Rabbeinu apparently were assuming that what? That in making the Mishkan also, Moshe Rabbeinu endowed Kedusha to Yerushalayim, to the Machane Leviyah as well. And from there, right, there was Machane Yisrael, which is Yerushalayim. Meaning this pasuk is talking about as Tavnish HaMishkan. And what's the Gemara assuming? What's the Mishnah assuming? This is not only Azara, I got you. Azara is good, that's parallel. But the Gemara is learning other things. The Gemara is learning which halachos are relevant to Yerushalayim. The fact that you could eat a carbon shlamim in Yerushalayim. You can eat a carbon pesach in Yerushalayim. Kachim kalim could be eaten in Yerushalayim. These are dinim that are noveh. So where do you see that in this pasuk? So, I think that the answer is something which Rav Soloveitchik developed, that Kedushas Yerushalayim is not an independent Kedusha. And Kedushas Yerushalayim is a function and emanating out of Kedushas HaMikdash. So whatever exists by the Mikdash and coming out, it's like a Hadalakos, it spills outwards, and then that's Makdish, everything else. So Mamela, you could learn from this pasuk as Tavnis HaMishkan to also now have ramifications Lagabi Yerushalayim, and that's what we're going to apply for the Azara to the ear. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik said when Ezra went to inhabit Eretz Yisrael in his and endow Kedusha to the land, his first place he went was to the Makom HaMikdash. The Makom HaMikdash was going to be the source of all the Kedusha, and that's going to emanate outwards to create Kedusha. But L'chaira, you have to say something of that sort in order to have nafkaminas of Kedusha Yerushalayim coming from a pasuk of Es Tavnis HaMishkan and nothing to do with L'chaira Machne Yisrael. Yeah. Right, exactly. But the pasuk itself doesn't talk about that. But L'chaira, you see that it's all noveya from that original Kedusha Otherwise, how would you have these dinim of needing a Sanhedrin Gedola to add on to Yerushalayim, which is not Makom HaMikdash? Okay. Meisiv Rava. So Rava asked the kasha. Kol kelim sha'asa ma'isha mishichasa mikadshan mikan ve'elech avodasa mechanchas. So Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a difference. The Brisa says something fascinating. Brisa says there was a difference between the way to endow kedusha to Kalim at the time of the Mishkan when they were in the Midbar at the first Mishkan in Parshas Truma. Then they had Shemen HaMishkan. They had the special oil, and by anointing it with special oil, that gave it kedusha. Again, it didn't give it all its kedusha. We're talking specifically at a kedusha, a higher level kedusha. There's two levels of kedusha in kachim. There's kedushas haguf, and there's kedushas damen. So I can endow kedusha to something, and it could have kedushas damen. How does it get its status of being a kli sharis, now having a higher level kedusha that anything you put inside of it automatically becomes kadosh by the fact that it's inside of it? That's a kedusha of kli sharis, and it will have nafkaminas that it's not yotze l'chulin. If a person does me'ila and desecrates and defiles it, it doesn't now lose its kedusha. Yesh mol achar mol, when it comes to kedusha saguf. So how is this kedusha of a kli sharis endowed with it? So the Gemara says, with shemen ha-mishcha. Mikan ve'elach, afterwards, avaydasa mechanchos. It's a little bit of a shayla. What is mikan ve'elach? Not really a shayla halacha, a historical shayla. Mikan ve'elach means nowadays, means in the generations after Moshe Rabbeinu, or let's say Moshe Rabbeinu in what? So the Chassam Sefer has a shayla. What happens if Moshe Rabbeinu decided to make a kli in Epis, I don't know, year 37? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was still around. They already had the Kalim, and then later on, I don't know, one Kli got lost. So they had to make another Kli. So and the Shemen HaMishcha was around. So was it those original Kalim that we were just saying, originally there was Shemen HaMishcha? Yeah. Or is it when Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer around, but while Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed, he needs Shemen HaMishcha. But what does the Gemara say? But Mikan Ve'elach, for sure, after Moshe Rabbeinu, so then, avoidosam mirchan chosam. So then the avoida endows the kedusha. Just the ara.
What does it say, mikachan?
Oh, thank you. Mamash took the words right out of my mouth. The Adramah points out exactly what Adi just pointed out. Beautiful. It's not a parallel statement. Mm-hmm. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it says the anointing is a makdish, endows kedusha. But when it comes to our kedusha, it has avoida mechan chosam. So it's just a ara. I think the answer is that, and it's a musar haskel for chinuch. The answer is it's a totally different process. In the first process, Moshe Rabbeinu had this initial preparatory stage of we have to be makdish with shemen hamishcha. That procedure. That preliminary procedure, that's what endows Kedusha. And then and only then can we use it and can we get ready. But then we change the Mahalach. The way to achieve Kedusha in later generation is Avodoson Mechanchoson. Chinuch, it's not a Mahalach in Chinuch. Like, should we go through this process? Where should we? You have to just start. You have to get the process going. And to be mechanech, you don't need a hakdasha. To be mechanech, you just use the kli. You start using it, and it's a different procedure. It's not a procedure of hektish. It's not a procedure. It's like Rav Shlomo, I tell my Talmidim all the time. Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say, a big kasha in the yeshivas is always, what should be my mahalach in learning? Like, what? I want a derech in learning. Which I want to be kind of this derech and that derech. So I told him, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach answered that question when they asked him, what should there be mahalach and learn? Your mahalach and learning should be to learn. Just open up a sefer and start learning. That's your mahalach. Avoidosam, not mekadshosam. Don't go to this specific area to get sanctified, to go through the process and the procedure. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the beginning. That was the Mishkan. Now it's avoidosam mechanchosam. Start the process, use it, and that's the way you'll be mechanic. The shaila is, there's a shaila, Mikdash David has a fascinating shaila. Let's say you have a kli that doesn't have an avodah. There's no avodah. It's not one of the avodahs that were used to be mechanech. So is it not shaykh to be makdish that with the kedusha of kli sharis? Well, Moshe, he brings from the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma, when they did the lottery in the kalpi for the avodah of the seirim, the lottery, he says, the Tosfos Yeshanim says, can't be that the kalpi was a kli sharis, because there was no avoda. That lottery was not considered an avoda. If that lottery wasn't considered an avoda, it could never have the din of avoda son mechan chasim. So the Mikdash David points out, you see from the Tosfos Yeshanim that he took our statement very literal, that it had to have a din of an avoda to be makdish the item with a kli sharis. And if you had some other usage, that wouldn't necessarily be mechanech. But the Rambam writes, no. The Rambam writes, any kli sharis after Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever its malacha was, even if it didn't have a din of avodah, the Rambam says, as long as you used it, that once you started that process and that usage, that was the makdish of that entity.
Any kli, meaning, you know, you have kli that were defined by Hashem, right? That lottery box was a convenience, like a new invention. Why should that have a kedusha?
What do you mean? But no, it was part of the avoda.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Part of the avoda.
Yeah.
It was not as the Gemara writes.
Yeah.
There, it's supposed to be defined as a part of the avodat Mishkan.
Right.
Those were the kelim that were
right. In
the chumash.
So now I'm saying, is it anything that could have a usage in the Beis HaMikdash?
What else, you know, out of the kelim that were defined as a part of the initial avoda, what kelim did not have
an avoda?
Yeah.
Let's talk. What about the Aron? What about the Aron?
Yeah, the Aron, you have to be Mazver the Aron.
So some say that the reason why.
Oh.
So that's true. Okay, so that's your definition. Okay, good. But let's say for some way, shape, or form, we would find the Aron. And we would want to put it into the Beis HaMikdash. So would we need Shem and HaMishcha? Because there's no right. So that.
Are you asking if using it in a predefined way, or just using it in general?
Well, I think that's the Mikdash David's question. He's presenting a machlokas rishonim whether or not you need a din avoda or using it in anything. But now I'm presenting a third question: what happens if there is no usage? It just sits. So one could argue, no, it doesn't need shema mishka. That's its purpose. Its purpose is to sit. So that's its usage. So that would be avodah semechan chasen. It's not clear exactly how literal this statement of avodah semechan chasen. Number one, do we need an avodah? Number two, do we need a malacha? And what's the status of something that's just going to be sitting there and not going to be doing either one? Okay. But okay. Weiter. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Gemara's in the middle. He's quoting this brisa to ask a kasha. So Gemara says, "Va'amai, why don't we apply the same din of a chen tassel l'doros? How could you change your procedure of endowing kedusha, even if it's a good vart avodasim achen chasam? But l'maisi, you have a pasuk of a chen tassel l'doros. So how could you endow kedusha to the kelim with avoida?" Shani Hasan, the Amar Kras, the Gemara says, you're right, there's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Amar Kras, Vayim Shechem Vayikadish Oysom B'Meshicha, V'loy L'Doros B'Meshicha. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. A Gzeres HaKosov of Dafka, then B'Meshicha, and not in future generations with Shem and HaMishcha. V'Ema Oysom B'Meshicha V'L'Doros, I B'Meshicha I B'Avoyda. Why don't we learn the drasha like this? When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, you had to do it with Shem and HaMishcha. When it comes to generations after, then you could choose either with Mashicha or with Avoda. Amar Papa, Amar Kra, Asher Yishasam Bam Bakoidesh, Hakosav Talos Bisheiros. So there's a Gzeres HaKosav that they're going to be Tali on Sheiros and only Sheiros. Ela Oisam Lamli. So what do you do with the Pasuk of Oisam? Ilav Oisam Hava Mino Lederes B'Mashicha Uba Avoda. If it wasn't for Oisam, I would have thought Lederes. It would require both. Not only Zitali and Sheris, but it also needs Shemana Mishcha. Dachsiv v'chein tasu kasser rachman osam osam m'shicha v'loy l'deris m'shicha, and therefore you only need shareis, you only need your shesu, you don't need avoida. I'm sorry, you don't need shemen m'shicha. So Tosos actually brings up an interesting question. So the Gemara says as tavnis hamishkan v'chein tasu l'deris. The pasuk is telling me that I need Sanhedrin ayin aleph by the Azara and the ear, the creation of the Mishkan, and we're going to apply that to Yerushalayim and the Azara. So it says as Tavnish Mishkan, Umoshe Makom Ayin Aleph Havakoy. Tema, Lamali V'chein Tasa Hagabi Sanhedrin Ushvatim Amrinon Deboy Ayin Aleph K'dash Chumamayish Demuki Sanhedris V'hu B'Makom Ayin Aleph Koy. Afal Gav the Leiksev Hasam V'chein Tasu. So Tosfos asks Akasha, the Gemara is about to learn other dinim that we need a Sanhedrin Gedola to be involved in the process. Next Gemara, let's see it quickly. The Enos and Sanhedrius, and you can't appoint other courts in other areas and other Sanhedrins unless they are endowed unless the Sanhedrin Gedola is involved in the process. So the Gemara says Minolan. So it's this week's parasha. Kedashchem Moshe deuki Sanhedrus. Moshe Rabbeinu took Yisro's advice and he made Sanhedrins. Moshe b'makom shivim v'chad koyim. Moshe was representing 71. Well, no, it's asking Minolan that you need them. Again, the Mishnah. It's asking on the din of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says the Einos and Sanhedrin ela bebezdin shal shivim v'echad. Yes, so how do you know that? Right.
Nothing.
How do you know that? Wait, what were you suggesting? What was I saying?
I thought.
Enos and Sanhedrin.
You can't make other Sanhedrins without the 71 Sanhedrin.
Right, correct.
Isn't the question in the Mishnah, how do we know that you just need 71 for the Sanhedrin Gadol itself?
No, I don't think so. Oh, maybe. I don't think so. No. We're already established. Ein osin Sanhedrin l'shvatim el apibesin shoshivim ve'echad. So the Gemara says, Minolan. How do you know that you need the Sanhedrin to be involved in the process for future Sanhedrins? So the Gemara says, from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tosfos asks Akasha, so if you know from Moshe Rabbeinu, so then you should know from Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan also. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me V'chein tasu l'deris, that you should mimic Moshe Rabbeinu? Was Moshe Rabbeinu involved in the Mishkan? So that tells you you need Sanhedrin. So then that, if that tells you that you should, you didn't have a pasuk of v'chein tasu when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu appointing all the courts. It's just Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Fascinating question. So, I saw a comment from the Sanhedrin Ketana, one of the achronim on the Masechta. He makes a very interesting aura to answer Tosfos' kasha. He says he doesn't think it's a good kasha, or he wants to resolve it as follows. He says, let me ask you a better kasha. There's a fundamental distinction between the Mishkan and creating courts. When Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say in this week's parsha, Yisro suggested to Moshe Rabbeinu to set up courts, to set up other Sanhedrins. So they did not have the status of a Sanhedrin until they got the go-ahead, and they were involved, and they were appointed as a Sanhedrin from Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's doing. Whose doing was the Mishkan? Who was involved in the Mishkan? Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, it was B'tzal. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving messages over there, and he was a part of the process, but that wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's actual doing. And in his kasha, he said like this: if Tosfos is right, says the Sanhedrin Ketana, something very strong. I understand every mitzvah in the Torah, tefillin. Moshe Rabbeinu introduced tefillin to us. Maybe we should need a Sanhedrin gedola for tefillin. Maybe we should need a Sanhedrin for anything Moshe Rabbeinu was megala to us. So says the Sanhedrin Ketana, a very good word. He says Mishkan is be'etzem another mitzvah in the Torah. A mitzvah in the Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the details and Bezalel took over and took care of it. You want to know that you have a source, that now you need Ayin Aleph, and you have to reactivate Moshe Rabbeinu in such a mitzvah? That's where you need v'chein tassel u'dayris. That's the gzeiris hakos of v'chein tassel u'dayris. But when you have a mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu created, the Sanhedrin, he was the source of creating the Sanhedrin, so I don't need a pasuk of v'chein tassel. It's a very geshmak ateretz. Because if you don't say it like this, he says, so then there are going to be many, many mitzvahs in the Torah that you could say, Moshe is b'makom mayin aleph koi, Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom mayin aleph.
Actually, somewhat, because you have Midrash, and I think Rashi brings it up, that actually Moshe did actually build the Mishkan by himself.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day,
he was right. He was putting it up and down and putting it up and down. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
No, just that it was falling until he did it.
Yeah.
Right, but that was just the walls. But the actual Kalim, I think that I don't think right.
Also building up the walls.
Right. That's true. The curtains. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So Taisus is bothered by this question. Why don't we just name Moshe Rabbeinu as Mokum Mayan Alkoi? So Taisus gives different terutzim, but I thought this teretz was a very, very geshmak teretz. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. The Ein Oris in Sanhedrin, so we said, Minolan, how do we know this? Kida Ashkam of Moshe de Uki Sanhedrin, Moshe Mokum Shivim Vachad, and Moshe Rabbeinu was in the place of 71. Tana Rabbanan. So the Brisa goes as follows. Minayin shema amidim shayftim liYisrael. How do we know that you appoint judges for Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Tamalim er shayftim tinte. You have to appoint judges. That's the pasuk in Parsha Shayftim. Shaytrim liYisrael minayin. So what's the shaytrim? Rashi says, Golayarim choyftim makelos al pi ha-shayftim. L'chol mi she'en ha-shamea. The Sifrei actually has a drasha that komakom she yeshayftim yeshaytrim. You can't have a shayfet without a police force. Mm-hmm. If they're not going to enforce the laws, there's no point of having a shayftim. If we can't have a police force, then it's going to be mevatel the mitzvah of having shayftim. So you see, the two are connected. Someone has to enforce the law. Tamalim reshaytrim tite. So now the Gemara goes on. Shayftim lechol shevet v'shevet minayin. How do you know that you need another Sanhedrin for every shevet? I believe this is the Sanhedrin Ketana. Talmud Leimer, shoiftim l'shiftecha. The pasuk says, every, what?
Shoiftim, sorry.
The pasuk says, you need shoiftim for every shevet. Right? Shoiftim l'chol shevet, v'shevet minayin. Talmud Leimer, shoiftim l'shiftecha. You have it for the shevet as well. Shoiftim l'chol ir v'ir minayin. How do you know that you need shayftim for every city? So you see that it's getting more detail and more detail, and you need more and more Sanhedrin. You're going to have a lot of Sanhedrins. Tamalaymer shayftim lisharecha. Shaytrim lecholir v'ir minayin. Tamalaymer shaytrim lisharecha. So that's the end of the Gemara. So now, why do you need both lechol sheva v'shevet and lechol ir v'ir? So Taisus points out, in the small Taisus, shayftim lechol sheva v'shevet, so it sounds like from Taisus, really you should have been okay with just having a Beis Din for every Shevet. And as long as you have a Sanhedrin for every Shevet, that would be fine. But what happens if I have a city that there are two Shvatim that are living together? So then I have to what? I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Really you should be sufficient with having a Sanhedrin the whole year be here. And that should be sufficient. So then Taisus says, but what happens if you have that one city that has multiple shvatim inside of it? So that's why I need a situation of having shoftim l'chol sheva v'sheva. Sounds like, according to Tosos, were it not for this scenario, I don't need separate mitzvahs of having a Sanhedrin for the ear and having a Sanhedrin for the sheva. That's what Taisus says. It was only, really, I would have been saggy with just having the Sanhedrin a ear. But there might be certain ears that Shvatim both inhabit. So then I'm going to need for every Shevet so that everyone can don Keshivto with. So the mitzvah is for them to be don by their Shevet.
But then you say that there's two different Shvatim living in the same place?
Exactly.
The Gemara later said that it's a mitzvah to be done by your Shevet.
Right, exactly. Right, that's right.
There's two different people from two different Shvatim.
Right. Oh, so how, right, so what's going to happen then? So where are they, if they're going
to
be doing this from? Oh.
To go by the year.
Right. So either that, or eventually they'll just go to the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Yerushalayim.
And then what's
with
Tosfos? What? And what's with Tosfos?
No, so Tosfos is saying that let's say in a scenario where either the guy agrees, so I assume he can, or let's say you have a din Torah with a guy from the same shevet as yours.
But
no, but the point is, the Tosfos is saying I can't be, the ear can't suffice just one beis din, because we have to have both options for each shevet. Let's say you have two shvatim sitting in one city, right? So I need. We're gonna get there. So I need for my din Torahs, and you need for your din Torahs. Now you have a good question when we're gonna have a din Torah, but when I have din Torahs with my shevet, I'm gonna go to the bezdin A in the ear, which is my shevet, and there's gonna have to be you and your shvatim are gonna have to go to bezdin B.
So it's not that there's multiple.
There's multiple bezdins in the ear for in this situation where there's one more than one shevet in the ear. Oh, so that's not what Tosfos holds. That's what the Ramban al Torah holds. The Ramban al Torah says, what's the purpose of having the whole ear of the ear and the whole sheva sheva? Nothing to do with what Tosfos says. Not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, the Ramban says, no, the definition of what our Gemara says, the whole sheva sheva, is like a Supreme Court. There's a local Supreme Court, right? Which we have, right? We have New Jersey Supreme Court. You have a loker that before it gets to the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and it was the miyuchad of the shvatim that would be on that higher court that had authority over all the lower courts for every shevet, and that was the new mucker, nothing to do with the ear. It's really what Jerome, what you mentioned is a great question, because there's a machlekes and Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. There's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether or not Am Yisrael was allowed to live different shvatim in different areas. Mm-hmm. So Tosfos Pshat only works out according to those Amoraim that held two shvatim could live in one ear. But Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlekes about this in the Gemara. Of whether or not, here, where's the mitzvah?
Isn't it like definition by Levim?
Right, Levim, that what?
That can be, it's a mitzvah actually to create something just for them.
They had their own ears.
They have their own heavenly class.
Right.
But they can live within your place.
I don't know, did Levim... Yes, so I think the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix whether or not this mitzvah of the shevet applies to the Levim. But I don't. But the Levim lived amongst us, or the Levim just lived.
No, they were not secluded. Just in.
They weren't. They were also dispersed.
Just within your town, they lived there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a Meshech Chachma that writes that every Levi had two homes, because it's an unbelievable vart. He says, the Meshech Chachma writes that you're not allowed to be a Balkari in Machna Levia, right? Mm-hmm. So how did any of the Levim live with their wives? So the Meshech Chachma says, in the Midbar, mm-hmm. Meshech Chachma says, Al Karchach, the families of the Levim lived, their homes were a little bit of a distance, and the actual Levim that were on duty had other homes that they lived right near the Mishkan, because otherwise it wouldn't work. So if you look at the mitzvah Eson, he asks your kasha. He says this word of Tosfos. One second. Oh, mitzvah Eson. Timken amaylo akshem minol Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish d'amar lakaman de'ein chokin ir echel lebei shvatin. Mitzvah Eson says Rabbi Yochanan should have asked from this Gemara. According to Tosfos Pshat, against Reish Lakish that holds one ear cannot house Beis Shvatim. So he says, but according to the Pshat of the Ramban of the Supreme Court that learns the whole Sheva differently, then it's not such a problem.
I'm sorry, just to review, Tosfos was saying that every ear had multiple.
No, Tosfos was saying you had a Bezdin in every ear. So he says, what do you need a Bezdin in the whole Sheva? How do you learn Pshat in that Gemara? So Tosfos says, no, what happens if the ear inhabited two shvatim. Good. So that's Tosfos. That's where you needed the second din of the whole sheva v'sheva. You had two shvatim living in one ear.
Meaning, but that ear now has two different
badei din, right? So now, ask the mitzvah Eisan, That shot of Tosfos only works according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds you could have two Shvatim living in one ear. And he should have asked this against Reish Lakish. So this way, it says it's a riot to the Ramban's chat of the Supreme Court against our Tosfos. The answer is, to defend Tosfos, I think, he says like this, is Yerushalayim. Everyone agrees that Yerushalayim had more than one Sheva. That wasn't under the dispute amongst Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Tosfos chat works according by Yerushalayim.
And Levium.
Yeah, and Levium, apparently, right, exactly. So the problem is the Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam, the Rav Shach. These are Rav Shach and Avi Ezri. So we have two Rav Shachs, I hope to get to, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen, so let's at least do the first one. So the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, Perak Aleph Alach Aleph, he cites the Rambam, Mitzvah Esei Shel Torah, Limna Yishoftim Yishoytram B'chol Medino Medino B'chol Plach U'Plach Shenemar Shoftim Yishoytram Titem Lecha B'chol Sharecha Shoftim Elo Dayanim Hakfu V'Bezdin U'Baledinim Ban Lefneim Shoftim Elo Balimakal V'Ritzu V'Hen Omdim Lefnei Dayanim. So let's just focus on that first line. So what does he say? What's the mitzvah? B'chol Medino Medino B'chol Plach U'Plach. Okay? Let's skip a little. You see the beginning of the line, Hine lo zachar? Hine lo zachar, kana Rambam shemamidim, shoiftim, what did Rambam leave up? Chol sheva v'sheva. Kamosh mefurish v'sanhedrin, daf tezayin v'beiz. The Rambam just totally forgot our Gemara. V'amad b'zeh, kesef mishnah, kana the kesef mishnah asked on the Rambam, why did he go against the Gemara? And if you want to say that the Rambam for somehow ignored the Gemara, whatever, he had some other way to paskin, some mystical Torah, can't be. Ulkaman Barosh Perak Hay, if you look in Perak Hay of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Kosav Rambam, the Rambam says, Ve'ein oisin Sanhedrin k'tan ulchol sheva v'sheva, ulchol ir v'ir, ela alpi, bezin shel sheva v'echad. So the Rambam does bring our Gemara himself in Perak Hay. Harim Mefurish, Ma'amid and Bezin L'chol Shev V'Shevet, Lamal Yisker Kan Shem Mitzvah Esei Yilamit Sanhedrin L'chol Shev V'Shevet. So the Rambam should have introduced this halacha as being existing in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin. So listen to what Rav Shach says. V'nir B'zed Hinei Ramban Meperish Achumish Parsha Shoftim Kosov. The Ramban that we just quoted holds. He doesn't understand what the purpose of what is this mitzvah to put the bezdin, the Sanhedrin, on every shevet. Once we appoint it for every city, so you're going to have many bati dinim for the shvatim. So originally the Ramban suggests Tosfos pshat. Kirushalayim, sheyesh b'chelik liyehudu lebnyamin, sheyesh b'shnei batim, bebatei dinim. So then they're going to have two batei dinim. V'od kasav yitachin, and this is the second shot, the fire, shechiyav ha-kasav limnos bezden al kol shevet, v'achakach nimna bezden b'chol ir v'ir, sheyif shod es ha-ir, v'agdoilim shebehem b'chochma, yismanu al kol ha-shevet v'tachtein l'chol ir v'ir, like a Supreme Court. V'zeu ha-bezden ha-muzker v'horios, horu bezden shal echad min ha-shvatim. And that's what it means when the Gemara in Horios talks about a horah that came out of the bezdin of the Shvatim. What's it talking about? It's talking about the Supreme Court, says the Ramban. V'osu osu ha-shevet, and the shevet listened to their horah. Al pi osu ha-shevet chayev v'shar ha-shvatim turim. That shevet is chayev, and the other shvatim is potter. V'hinei kefi ha-perish ha-rishon lo mashva shememan in bezdin al kol ha-shevet b'miyuchot. According to the first pshat of the Ramban, so there is no specific bezdin for a specific shevet. El shem yesh, it happens to be, if you get stuck, yesh shvatim bi'ir achas, mimimin and shnai batei dinim, that you get stuck, then we're gonna have a bezdin in this situation, two batei dinim. But there is no bezdin miyuchad for a shevet, it just happens to be, when we're not gonna work out for an ear, so we'll have. But the problem is, Rav Shach was pointing out, but there's a Mishnah in Horius, there's a Gemara in Horius, that talks about the Horah of the Shevet. And if you hold it's just a practicality, like Taisa says, it's only when two ears are together, so what's it talking about, this din of the Beis Din Shebeshevet, which sounds much more like the Ramban, that there was a din of a Supreme Court for specifically every Shevet. Didn't say like the Ramban. Because Tosfos didn't understand based in the whole Shevet like this. But then that's problematic. What does it mean when the Gemara in Horio says that Bezdin of one of the Shvatim taught? There is no takana of having a Bezdin of one of the Shvatim. It's just a practicality that if you happen to get stuck, that you need a second Bezdin in an ear, so then, fine. But the sugya sounds like, the Gemara in Horio sounds like there was a Bezdin Ashevet. There is no concept of Bezdin Shel Shvatim Miyuchad. According to Tosfos, there's only halacha of what? Batei dinim shebe'ir. And what happens if I have two shvatim in the ear? Then I'll have a second batei din of the ear. But there is no concept of batei dinim shebe'shevet. Al kein nira says our shach, the biradas haramam v'atois hanal, he explains that the Ramam holds like Tosfos. Dine ba mishnah b'rei sanhedrin isa, ve'ein osin sanhedrin l'shvatim, el alpei bezitin shel shevim v'echad. How do you make sanhedrin of shvatim? Says the Mishnah, with the original Sanhedrin Gedolah, right? Tzarachian. Lama tefsta ha Mishnah rak masha osin Sanhedrin l'shvatim. Halakumokin masha osin bezna b'chol yir v'yir, gamma tzrichin shivim echad. As for Shach, Abam Kasha on our Mishnah, based on the Gemara we just read. What does the Mishnah say? You need the Sanhedrin ayin aleph to appoint what? A Sanhedrin? L'chol sheva v'sheva. What happened to l'chol yir v'yir? Why didn't the Mishnah say that? Says Rav Shach, that's going to be the answer of both of our questions. Says Rav Shach, a Rambam apparently held like this. Al Karch Mefarshi a Rambam v'Atosis, Shadrash v'Sharecha, when the Torah says, Shoftim v'Shotrin titen lecha b'chol sharecha, Shemoshivin shoftim b'chol ir v'ir, hu bir, it's an explanation on bilish v'techa. Where for the Shevet do you establish a Sanhedrin? In every ear of the ear. They're not two independent entities. One is more of a precise description on the other. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's not so much from the Gemara. It's a good point. I think he'll probably understand it as a development, but I agree. The Mashmos of the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Where do you put it? You read it as one long sentence, which I agree textually is a little bit more difficult. V'zeu she'arama mazgir kan rak plach uplach v'lo kol shevet v'shevet she'ein din minu deyana b'myuchad ala shevet ela al yidei shemoshivin sanhedrin v'chol yivriyir zeu ha-mitzvah shel minu deyana mal shevet v'dok heitiv.
Why can't you just say that it can't be a mitzvah? You can say he's like those ones, right?
Yeah. And then in the Sanhedrin in Perek Hey, when the Rambam said it, he's talking about the practical limit. He knows the Sanhedrin down a whole shave a whole year over year, LLP, when it's necessary. But Rav Shach's asking another question. How do you deal with that Gemara in Horius that sounds like there's a concept of Sanhedrin l'shevet? Meaning, according to Tosos, what we're suggesting before this chat of Rav Shach, there is no circuit. There's a bezin shabi ear. And sometimes you might need a bezdin for a shevet to get rid of an issue. Now it says Rav Shach, it flips the whole sugya on his head. He says, no, there really is a mitzvah to be mamaneh shoftim for the shevet. Now you have a question, a detailed question. Where do you put that shoftim of the shevet? The area where I put it in is b'chol ir v'ir, and that's what Tais has held as well.
Can you ask the same question on Rav Shach?
No. Rav Shach is saying that b'chol ir v'ir is a kiyum, is just a location for the one and only mitzvah. The mitzvah to be memana Sanhedrin for every shevet. According to Rav Shach, there is no din of l'chol ir v'ir. Ir v'ir is only a description of where to put my Sanhedrin l'chol shevet v'shevet. And his diuk from our Mishnah is unbelievable. The Mishnah only said minayin l'chol shevet v'shevet. The Gemara details and says, boy, how do you know l'chol ir v'ir? And I agree. Sounds like that's an independent. Says Rav Shach, no. The Gemara was just telling you that din of Sanhedrin l'chol shevet v'shevet has to be in every ear. But the etzem mitzvah na'alacha and the Mishnah in Harius is going to be a Sanhedrin of the shevet.